I would like it. I would like it. I just need to know if the money, because my I got to talk to my wife about the money, if it's, if we have it and if I can pay for it, you know? I would like it. It's just the money. I don't know how much.
I
hear
Mo.
You.
Mo,
oh, here's Paul. Okay, we'll see what we can do for you.
Mo, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get along. So it's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, because we know it's going to work, okay? We're talking about listing your business with a professional website on the first page of Google, Bing. You'd have a Yelp listing, Facebook, Apple Maps. In fact, we would do Facebook paid ads as well. Now, I know you're brand new to Angie, so you haven't had a chance even to see how well that service is going to work for you. With this, though, you're going to reach more people, and, well, I should say, I mean, your business will be visible by more people. Not everyone uses Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. But instead of reaching them, they reach you. You know, with Angie's, you get leads. You have to follow up with those leads. The leads go to a couple few of your competitors. So you're chasing them down in a bidding war with, you know, other handymen in the area. Now, with this, though, you'll simply get direct phone calls. So people who need your services, typing in handyman near me, residential handyman contractor, they might type in a specific service that you provide. It looks like you might even do irrigation. So for any of the services you want to be found for, we'll make sure that your business is one of the options that people see. We can target anywhere in your service area. I know you kind of do parts of Orange County and LA. We can target where the money is, you know, where people are willing to pay a little bit more for a quality contractor. And here's the best part about all of this. You have decades of experience. So when we build out a website, talk about your experience, your expertise, put before and after photos on that website, the people who see that website will want to call you, and the ones that call you will want to hire you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. The other thing is that officially you're kind of new out on your own, you know, not like flying under the radar like you have been for a long time. I know you've got a lot of experience doing this, but now that you're really looking to kind of grow your company in the public eye, this is going to help you, because Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. And for most of the things that we need, we don't know who to call. We don't call our dad to find out. We sure don't use the yellow pages, but we do Google it. You know, we type in what we're looking for and we call the businesses on the first page. Your company qualifies as a new business because officially it's pretty new. So that's by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. In fact, Mo, you would save 50%. You'd save $300 each and every single month. It brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299 a month on a month-by-month basis. So we're not locking you into a contract. We have to make this work for you. We have to make sure that your phone is ringing. We need you to be profitable so that you choose to keep the service. It's month to month, so you can stop at any time. But if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. So it's only working when you're wanting it to work. And as long as you want to keep the service, it's that flat rate of $199. I've asked at the beginning of this call for my supervisor to allow me to include the website at no additional cost. And, of course, you know, our job is not just to put you where people can see you. It's to give them the reasons to call you. So we know that having a professional website will mean more phone calls for you, a higher quality call, someone who had a chance to kind of inform themselves. So, I mean,
that
let me ask you.
Sounds really good.
I mean, especially with the website included. And I mean, I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, since April of 2013. We have been in business since 2004. We're not far from you. We're in Orange County. So we definitely, as a Google Premier partner, would be able to take care of you, take, really good care of all of your needs. If your services change, if you need to add new photos, I mean, if my supervisor approves the website, and I hope he does, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included as well. So we could use any photos that you have now. And, of course, as we send you more jobs, you can always take more photos, and we can add those photos down the line. There would never be any additional cost for that, okay? Now, of course, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, reports that update in very near real time, several times throughout the day, and you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, keep in mind, this does not conflict at all with Angie's. Although, like I said, when you get those calls directly to you, I think you're going to like it a lot more. I'm pretty sure my supervisor will allow me to include that website. Like I said, I've been with the company myself almost 12 years now, and usually when I make a request of this nature, I'm able to get it approved here. Did you have any questions, though, for me at this point?
I like it. It all sounds good. I just need to talk to my wife, and she's currently at work and won't be out until 2:30 today. So if you want, my answer off the top of my head is yes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, from what you said, yes. If I had the money, I'd pay for it. But this is it's a relationship, so we got to discuss where the money's going, and I need to talk to her before she'll probably say yes also. It's just I need to talk to her to see if the money's there to be able to pay for it. Okay.
Would she respond to a text? If you texted her right now, would she respond to it? Would she see it?
She's a school teacher, so it depends on what her students are asking her to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible, but then again, it might not be possible because she could be teaching, and so she's frustrated on the students and not able to get to her phone. It's not,
yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be on your phone, your work.
No, I get it. I mean, we don't want the kids on the phone and the
teachers
have to.
So she could kind of sort of look at it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I understand. Well, here's the reason I'm asking. This is a position that we're actively filling. I think you're going to be a fantastic fit for this with all of your experience. And, you know, I really know once we make that website that really talks about your experience, I think you're going to really do quite well with this, so I definitely will want to speak with you later on. I do also want to send an email out to you as well. Maybe you can, you know, try, you know, forwarding the email to your wife or shoot her a real quick text. And then if not, we'll definitely touch base tomorrow. But what is a good email address then either for you or for the business itself?
Okay, my email address that I've been using, but it's saturated. I don't know if I should use that one. Is modesto_matos@yahoo.com. That's what I've been using. But I have another one, which is my last name, Matos, 007@yahoo.com. So that's a different one. But that one has less people coming into that, so I can see my messages clear.
That might be better.
All the stuff. So, and then my wife created another Google one, which is empty. No one knows about that one, and that was, like, brand new. I need to get the PIN number for that one. I mean, the code number for that one, but that one I have as well. So I have three.
So the second one you gave me, your last name and then 007, was that at Yahoo or Gmail?
Mm-hmm. Yahoo.
At yahoo.com. I thought it was at Yahoo.
Yahoo.
And then how do you spell your last name?
Matos. I think it's Matos_007@yahoo.com. I gotta check it. I'm driving. You call me when I'm driving. I was trying to take my son to school, so I don't have any of the access to that stuff right now, but I will.
Okay. What is the one that I want to make sure that you get the email that I send. I'll send it to the Matos _007@yahoo.com, but I'll also include the first email, the one that you know for sure. That was Modesto.
Yeah, for
Matos?
Sure that was Modesto underscore
underscore
Modesto underscore Matos at yahoo.com. So the underscore is a little line on the bottom, like right close to the line for writing. Sure.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna forward that email to both of those. Yeah, I'm gonna send the email to both of those email addresses. That way you'll for sure get it. And then, you know, as soon as you can, let your wife know about this. I will hold the position. I'm going to be out of the office after lunch today. I've got an appointment myself. So I don't know that we'll be able to speak again today, but I will call you about this same time tomorrow if I don't hear back from you before the end of the day. I'm asking my supervisor. I did respond to his response. He actually did allow me to include the website. I looked at it real quick. It says, Paul, for this officially young company with decades of experience, I'd be more than willing to approve your request to include a custom website at no additional cost. So I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So we are going to be able to include that website at no additional cost. I did let my supervisor know that I will be kind of holding on to this particular listing until I speak with you again. And I think you guys are really going to love it. I know your wife's going to love it because, I mean, we're talking about Google. We're also going to include Facebook ads, okay? Yeah. This package has Facebook ads as well. So, you know, you're going to get the original $100 of Facebook ads that was included when it was at $599. I took $300 off of your cost, but I did not take any amount away from the Facebook ads or remove any of the services. In fact, we're getting the website included as well. Now, like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. I've got clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. No one cancels on profit. I know you guys are going to love it. In fact, that $299, that's below our operating cost, meaning that we are investing in your success because your success is our success, and we know you're going to end up keeping the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. So I think you guys are really going to love it. Looking forward to getting this set up for you, even if it has to wait until tomorrow. I'll get that email out to you, and we'll talk soon.
Wait. Okay. Everything sounds good. Perfect. I just, tomorrow, if you call, can you call me after 8:30? Because by 8:30,
yeah.
I have to drop off my
you're taking
by
your,
8:30.
Okay.
After 8:30, I can talk to you, no problem, you know?
I will do that. I'll call you a little bit later tomorrow then. Yeah, I definitely understand that with the kids back in school. But I'll get that email right out to you, and we'll talk again tomorrow after 8:30. Cool.
Yeah, and I'll talk to my wife today at 10 o'clock. She gets a break at 10, and we'll talk about the Google thing and everything. That way we got better understanding when we get home.
Oh, she takes a break at 10.
Talk it out. And
so,
do we call you?
Yeah, I'll call you about 10:30. How's that?
That's
Does that work?
Break.
Yeah. Oh, her break at 10 or 10:30?
She gets a break, so I don't know. After.
Okay. I'll call you maybe about 11 o'clock.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Modesto. We'll talk to you soon, Mr. Matos. I'll get that email right out to you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Right,
thanks
cool,
a lot.
Cool. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.